Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your Chantress of Everything Valuable and Beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. And today I am celebrating the Teen Arts Mentorship Project at the Arts Fund. And what is so cool about that is that they're doing a show of the works of art of the mentors themselves. And I just want to just a little background. It's 25 years of the Teen Mentorship Program, and they have reached 1,300 plus students in 34 schools in 9 cities, and they believe that all students should have access to mentorship classes no matter their race, gender, background, or socioeconomic status. And I've known a number of mentors that have done wonderful things. And we're going to talk to a couple of mentors today. And I want to introduce our cast. I have with us Kitty Bailey. And Kitty teaches drama, and she's at John Hancock College. And I love her bio. It was so interesting to read. She says, acting is a mysterious thing. I love this. It's identifying human relationships and interactions and then weaving them into a framework with words and actions. If done correctly, it takes our breath away. And she tries in her classes to make this happen. And she's teaching voice and speech and working on the acting process through the filter of breath, sound, and language. And it's so funny, Kitty. So my sister, I was a SAG equity actress in Chicago and then New York. And I always like to say, you know, growing up with my sister, she practiced even before she knew what her profession was going to be. And she, what I say that she practiced, she was a different person. You never knew what you were going to get. And you never knew what voice you were going to get or mood or look or anything else. It was very interesting. Anyway, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, thanks. It's so nice being here. I am a resident artist at PCPA at Allen Hancock College, and I've been here on the Central Coast working at PCPA as an actor for over 30 years, which is a really, really long time. PCPA is one of the few companies in which it's Pacific Conservatory Theater, and it is one of the few resident companies of actors in the entire country. It used to be something that was in regional theater that was something that was sort of common, and now it hardly exists at all. And so we are so lucky to have this extraordinary company of artists, not just actors, but artists, visual artists as well, that create our productions. I'm super proud of that. And I've taught acting there and voice and speech. Like I said, I'm an actor there and a director and voice and text coach and dialect coach. And I have been so pleased to be a part of the Arts Fund Teen Mentorship Program for several years now. And I've been a mentor 3 times. And it's an extraordinary program because it provides interaction and training and modeling for young artists with someone who has been doing it for a long time. And provided free for those students. I am in Santa Maria at Allen Hancock College. And so we're considered North Santa Barbara County. And as a board member, it's been wonderful trying to really represent bringing more opportunities up to North County for our teens because we need more and more and more in Santa Maria and in the northern Santa Barbara County. I've had the pleasure of teaching three mentorships. Two were acting the song, and one was acting. And one of the things that I love so much about it, we would meet once a week for 10 weeks. And I had students from Santa Maria and Lompoc and all these different high schools, and we'd come together on Saturdays. And when we were almost done, they said, "Can we just keep meeting? Can we just keep doing it?" Because having an opportunity for like-minded people to come together, youth to come together, it was really, really powerful and really, really positive for them, positive experience. So
You know,
I'm
you write in your bio that you chose a life in theater because you like to work collaboratively on a common goal. And I guess that's, living proof that, the three mentorships, when you get the gang together, they don't want the class to end.
Right. Exactly. It's funny. I had thought for a while I'd be a music major when and spent a life in music, which I is a part of my life. But I realized I hated being in the practice room by myself. I would never be motivated to go work by myself, but I'm always and continue, even at this late date in my life, always look forward to going to a rehearsal because I have that. I want to go work with other people, and that's what inspires me.
I gotta say, I feel common ground with you on a couple of factors. In high school, we were sort of the outcast drama nerds. We had a hall that we all met in. We called it M Hall. It was, so we were the M Hallers, and we were, the kids who were not the real popular kids. And we have been in touch with each other till now. The same core group. There's was 14 of us that did productions together in high school. So we've been together, the 14 of us, for many, many years. We still do a lot of conference calls and checking up on people's birthdays and what. And every one of us went into some aspect of the arts. For some reason, every one of us did go to, get involved with the arts, or co coincidentally, psychology, which is really interesting. But anyway, so I want to introduce also Laura Susan Thomas, and I was fascinated by her bio, a freelance illustration, and she's also a teacher. And she's also a mentor. She's taught for the mentorship program. She's a former Disney Imagineer, and she teaches at the college as well. And she's taught in the mentorship program. She's taught character design and comic design. And she writes she that loves visual storytelling. And there's a lot of characters with backstories and personality that live in her head, and then they spill onto the page. She was a lead designer and illustrator for Walt Disney Imagineers, and she teaches digital mediums. And she's been on the faculty at Allan Hancock College. We'll see how many years. That'll be 8 years now. And she does wonderful illustrations, primary children's literatures. Magazines, baby bug magazines. She's worked for the Los Angeles Times, etc. When she was a designer at Disney, she did theme graphics and large scale props for Euro Disney, Animal Kingdom, Tokyo Disney Seas, and various smaller projects in California and Florida. Fantastic member of the SLO Digital Arts Group. And obviously a mentor. And Laura Susan, what do you do with the mentorship project, and what are you showing?
So I've taught, like Kitty, I've taught three different classes for the teen mentorship program in the past, and I feel the same way. It's such a great way to have access to teachers and arts for high school students, especially. And what I really am thrilled with in at Hancock too is I see a lot of my students from high school appear in my classes at college. So they're actually pursuing a career in the arts. So that ability to be able to take a class in high school and talk to people that have worked in that field gives them the knowledge that they can go out and pursue this as a viable career path. So that's always exciting too. I think that's one of the things that comes out of that teen mentorship program too.
So what you're saying is if you've mentored a student, then you sometimes see them at your college.
Oh yeah, I'll have a student in a class, and maybe I mentored them a few years back, and I'll look at them and I think, I know you from somewhere. And I realized that it was through that teen mentorship program. So, you know, it's great because it's encouraging these students. They find a sense of community, as you and Kitty were talking about. You know, they find other artists outside of their school, you know, knowing that there's other artists pursuing this career at their age. But it really, I think it really promotes and supports them to look for careers in their creative lane as well. So, yeah.
Can I jump
I'll tell
in?
You.
Because
go ahead. Go ahead.
Exact same experience. I have several students who have been in the teen mentorship program, come through PCPA at Allen Hancock College, and then we have them in working all over the place and in wonderful, amazing graduate programs now because they have that sense of community and validation and a sense of a path.
That's totally fascinating. I never would have imagined that they get the inspiration to keep on going with higher education because of the mentorship program. That's fantastic. You know, Richard's giving us a sign we got to go to quick break. When we get back from the break, I want to introduce John Hood to the program, and Tara Cobian also. And I want to talk a little bit about their experience with the mentorship program. And then I want to talk a little bit about the specific show that's coming together and what you guys are all doing in that show. Richard, let's go to quick break. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. I'm talking about the teen mentorship program at the Arts Fund, and it's fascinating. I just heard from Laura Susan Thomas and Kitty Bailey that they're both professors at John Hancock College, but they mentor as well through the teen mentorship program at the Arts Fund. And as they are teaching at the college, they're realizing that some of the students that they mentored are in the student body. And so what the mentorship program is actually doing is showing a path, you know, this higher education, showing a path, just a little bit of some of the things that the mentorship program has classes in. Gosh, 3D printing, screenwriting, singing in the theater, gallery and exhibition training, landscape painting, abstract painting, Japanese woodblock printing, filmmaking, darkroom photography, creative writing, ink wash drawing, typography, mural design, screen printing, classical drawing, collage printmaking, poetry drawing, character illustration, as what Laura Susan was talking about, assemblage, metal sculpture, interactive media, kinetic and robotic sculpture, watercolor painting, monotype printmaking, alternative process photography, relief printmaking, stone carving, collage, and college and career preparation. How fantastic is that? And they're doing a couple of classes coming up. Music production fundamentals, composition and mixing with Talitha Blackwell, really cool. I was talking with your director saying this is, and she was really excited about this, Jamie. She was saying the music production fundamentals is, I think, either sold out or almost sold out. Music sold out, meaning it's almost full. Music Theater Vocal Studio with Chad Royal is coming up. He's going to be teaching music and vocal vocal instruction appropriate for voices, and it's a 5-week program. The students are going to choose their own songs, and this workshop will conclude with a live concert. And just a quick before I introduce our other two mentors, the Teen Mentorship Program is a countywide 27-year-old arts enrichment and career development program. It offers students between the ages of 13 and 18 the unique opportunity to work with industry professionals and master artists in a studio environment. Students spend 30 hours producing a portfolio of work to be exhibited and sold in the Arts Fund Community Gallery. They learn specific art-making skills, exhibition or performance experience, and they are introduced to the career choices of artists in our community. And the master artists that we have, some of them here today, are references for students, and many of them consider advanced studies in the arts. And that is just, I mean, it makes me want to go back to that age group and take some of these classes. I want to introduce Tara Kobian. And Tara, they are a photographer, curator, educator, painter, and they manage the Melanin Gallery, which is Santa Barbara's first semi-permanent art space to center Black artists. Tara's heart lies with providing art-based opportunity for minority group, especially youth and the LGBTQIA plus group, the Black community, and other people of color. And they believe that art is activism. And Tara, you are a native of Santa Barbara, and you were part of the Teen Arts Mentorship Program when you were in high school, and you had the honor in 2021 of teaching photography. So tell us a little bit about that. How did that go?
Yes. First and foremost, thank you so much for having me and having the Arts Fund on your show. It is an absolute pleasure to be here. So it's really fun for me. The Arts Fund is actually a full circle moment for sure. When I was in high school, I actually was able to work with the Arts Fund mentorship program. I still am in contact with my previous mentor, Philip Van Ostrand, who is a fantastic photographer. His work now is actually in like Vogue and all of these big name magazines and such. So it is amazing that I was able to work under him during high school. And this is kind of another reason why the Teen Arts Mentorship Program is so special to me, because without the Arts Fund, I would not have been able to afford or have access to photography, really. And it really jumpstarted my career. I was shooting weddings at the age of 16, 17 years old. I already started my career when I was still in high school. I hadn't even graduated yet. And coming out of the mentorship program, I had those not only technical skills, but also the business skills as well, which I feel like when you are going through these courses in a standard school environment, you don't always learn the administrative, the business side of things. How do you make money through the arts? And that's something that's often overlooked. And it's something that is so, so special about the Teen Arts Mentorship Program as well. And so I took that when I was 16 years old. I graduated from Santa Barbara High School in 2014. So I believe it was either my junior or senior year that I took that course. And in 2021, I had met Jamie, our executive director, through the Melanin Gallery. The Arts Fund was a partner in the Melanin Gallery alongside Healing Justice of Santa Barbara and Juneteenth SB. And I was there as an artist. Jamie and I got to talking, and she invited me
to be a speaker at the Teen Arts Mentorship Program. And I taught youth how to take photos of their work in order to submit for either college applications, internships, apprenticeships, things of that nature. And after interacting with the youth and chatting with our executive director, she offered me a mentorship position. And now this was 2021, so it was still pretty COVID-y, as I like to say. And so it was a completely different experience, I feel like. I was working with, I think, just under 10 youth. It was online on Zoom. And I feel like it was a mixed bag, right? Because what was great about it was that we were actually able to reach a little bit further as far as what schools the youth were attending. We had some students that were down in Carpinteria. We had some students that were in Santa Barbara. We had some students that were also in North County. So we had a few Orchid Academy, Lompoc High, Ernest Rigetti students as well. And so what was nice about the Zoom classes is that it was one course for everybody to join together on Zoom and kind of remove that barrier of location. And it was very interesting for me. I have taught photography before. I've never taught it on Zoom. So it was really, it was challenging at the beginning to completely reframe, right? We're all educators, to be able to reimagine what that looks like for not only us, but also the youth. It's our job to educate and to have a different approach on Zoom. I remember seeing a lot of these kids were super shy. They kind of had just like the very tops of their heads in the little Zoom box, right? But after a while, they being able to really see them come out of their shells and sharing screens is something that was also really great too. I was able to kind of guide them in a different way that I wouldn't have in a classroom, being able to share the screens and teach them some technicalities that I feel like you don't always have. So again, like the reframing of the mentorship program as we were in COVID and also coming out of it, from my perspective, it was definitely different. And I think it created a lot of different opportunities for learning. Now we are fully in person. And so we just finished up our music ensemble mentorship a couple weeks ago. It was absolutely lovely. Chad Royal did a fantastic job. We were able to utilize the Allen Hancock College resources, such as the recital hall, and also the choir room. Thank you so much, John, for setting that up. It was remarkable to be able to have these students in this space and be able to utilize what they wouldn't have typically if they were just in a choir room at their high school. It was really fun to be able to see all their faces light up. They got to be in a shiny new space. The new fine arts building is mind-blowing. And I know John's been working really hard at that for sure. And we are about to finish up our music production course. We are utilizing the Eastside Public Library over in Santa Barbara, and it will be over next week. And it's been really great to see how the youth are able to, they're producing and they're composing their own pieces from so many different genres. So I sat in on class yesterday and I heard a rock song. I heard a hip hop song. I heard something that was a little bit more classical. One of the students is an immigrant. So she brought in more of a classic Taiwanese genre of music into her class, which was so amazing as well. So yeah, it's been such a pleasure working with Talitha Blackwell, again, our mentor. She's great. And this is our first time doing a music production class as well for the Arts Fund. So it's been quite an experience. It's coming up on 5 weeks for that course. Yeah, and I'm just absolutely thrilled. And again, as everyone has been saying, this
language around access, accessibility for students is so important. And I am a product of that. I've been doing photography for 10 years now. I am a very proud alumni of the Teen Arts Mentorship Program. And now I not only am a photographer and a mentor, but also I am the program manager of the Arts Fund as well. So now I'm on more of the administrative side. So I'm reaching out to mentors. I'm going into schools, and to be able to have a exhibition that showcases 30 years of mentors in our gallery space over at La Cumbre Plaza is fantastic. So
I want to talk a little bit more about the show when we get back. Yeah. Richard's giving us a sign we got to go to quick break. Okay. We're talking about the Teen Mentorship Program. The Arts Fund is a magnificent, we're finding out, a magnificent, magnificent project over many, many years. And we just heard from Tara Kobian about her hands-on experience coming out of the mentorship program, being a mentor, and now the administrator of the program. It's a full circle that Tara has done. I want to introduce John Hood when we get back, also a professor at John Hancock College. And John, I want to hear about this new Performing Arts Center as well. Okay, that was fantastic. And don't turn that down. John's going to tell us a little bit about what he does as a mentor and about the new space. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I want to introduce also another mentor and a professor at Allen Hancock College. This is John Hood, who's a non-objective painter. And I was trying to get my head around his process, and I can't. So I'm going to have him explain, but suffice to say he has a lifelong affair with the sea. His artistic journey began after moving to the Midwest in the early 1980s, where academic studies took him in the direction of experimental filmmaking. And then he was in the 90s, the first solo exhibition of painting and film at the Individual Artists of Oklahoma Gallery in Oklahoma City. I love this next sentence. He says, "I always find inspiration in the rust-colored soil and native influences of Oklahoma. I would have never thought that Oklahoma was an inspiration to an artist, but there you go." We go on and we say, look, okay, I'm currently gravitating towards three-dimensional works, concentrating on assemblage and organic sculpture in silk, fiberglass, and encaustic materials. And then I looked at some of his immersion pods. Okay, so I'm going to let John tell me about your process.
Hello, and thank you for having all of us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't divulge that. That's secret recipe stuff.
You're right.
Yeah, it's funny because art, when we're teaching it to students, you reveal kind of the quote magic of how you make things, right? And that's what's so exciting for a lot of us for visual arts is there is a process and everything can be unveiled, I guess. But yeah, I think with my work, it's a little all over the place. I'm a mixed media artist. And for many, many years, I worked with plasters and fiberglass. And in fact, my master's thesis was a fresco, a very, very giant installation, Italian-inspired fresco. And so I've kind of moved on and just kept experimenting. I feel like I experiment probably too much. But I think with this current stuff, you know, it's a lot of layers, a lot of material that I use that produces, hopefully in the end, work that is ethereal and contemplative, meditative,
Yes, you said it, my work is focusing on the meditative, and that, you know, what's so interesting is look at your resume, I looked at the website, etc. It's like, okay, so if you can understand this, listener, so he's done graduate studies in Florence, Italy, and done research into fresco paintings overseas in Toscana, Piemonte, Romagna, Umbria, and of course his master's in Master of Fine Arts from the University of Oklahoma, Norman. And you know, the two polar opposite kind of feelings there, you know, and then I want to just say he's shown abroad nationally, of course, locally, but he's shown in Kansas City, Houston, Dallas, New York, Los Angeles, Paris, and Florence. So you are working as a mixed media artist in encaustic fiber, wood, paper, etc. So when you're, what are you mentoring students to do exactly, John?
Well, what's interesting about it is that many years ago, I was approached, ironically, on my sabbatical. I was getting ready to go on sabbatical and make art and travel a little bit. And I was approached by the previous director of Arts Fund, if I wouldn't mind looking into being a mentor. They had never done a mentorship in the North County. So, and I have always known Arts Fund as an artist, and know a lot of those artists from 40 years ago, 30, 40 years ago. So I've always known Arts Fund, and then I realized that they were trying to reach out to the North County, and they found me teaching. And I said, well, a mentorship in North County, gosh, we sure need that because it's such a successful program down south. And I agreed to do it on, you know, squeeze it in. I hope the president of the college is not listening, but I squeezed that into my sabbatical to do a mentorship. And it was a huge mural that was a collaboration between the city of Santa Maria, Dennis Smitherman, Diane Adam, and Chris Slaughter of the Discovery Museum, and doing a large scale mural and showing students how to do that from scratch. And I I thought, well, no big deal. You know, I've done this many times myself, and I can teach these students and I would love it. So we started out thinking it would be 6 or 7 students doing this little mural, maybe 10 feet, and it turned into 18 teens, twice as long mentorship, 4 times the size of what we thought. And I don't want to talk about the budget, but the budget grew as well. So we had the first North County teen mentorship up north. It went really well. I loved it. And it was, like I said, from scratch all the way to top of finishing it. We did not get into fresco painting because that was almost impossible. We created what you would think of as the classic mural on stucco, external acrylic on and fabric. We actually used fabric on the wall, but I was able to give them that experience of making a mural as best you can with the limited time we had. And maybe in the winter time, we did a lot. We tried to do a lot inside because Santa Maria does get a little windy and cold. So yeah, that was my experience. And I was so happy to be a part of that because I had been with the Orca Children's Art Foundation for a while. Kitty and I had been part of that, and Laura Susan. And so I always love working with teens. I know from my experience, I went rogue in my teens and did not have direction, especially growing up in Los Angeles in the 70s. Probably not good for anybody, but we just made do. And probably a little graffiti along the way was my artistic outlet. So that was my experience. And I know from the teens in the North County, they were kind of on the right, on the same track. And I was saying, hey, you know, for free, I can mentor you for 30 hours, which became almost 60 hours, but giving them direction and seeing them twice a week for 3 hours each. And my God, we had so much fun and they're so proud of it. And I would encourage the viewers to go on our Arts Fund website to see the finished result of that mural.
You know what I want to do? It just occurred to me, John, as you were talking, I want to hear from all four of the mentors that are here, from Kitty, Laura, Susan, Tara, and John. If I was to posit you a question, what would you answer? And the question is this: how do you recognize talent? John, start me off. How do you recognize talent?
Talent, real quick. I mean, with my 18 that I had, it was pretty obvious that some of them did not know paints. They did not know sketching. Others had either a little bit of background at 14, 15 years old. And some just had that instinct, that natural ability to appreciate color, to draw, and to have big ideas, creativity, right? They had a natural instinct for creativity, which can be taught, but some of them have it already kind of embedded by either external means or a higher power, however it was instilled. But that's sometimes my first experience with teens, is that sometimes it's just there already. And you tap into it, and then the others, you teach them kind of the seven steps of creativity.
And Tara, what would you say to that question? Well, how do you recognize talent?
So how I would recognize talent, over specifically talking about youth, there's a few different elements that come to mind. Is the appreciation and passion has to be there. Absolutely. And I think even if I think about when I was younger as well, being able to release a lot of these structures that limit creativity, right? John was talking about essentially like thinking outside of the box. And I think that in the world we live in, there's a lot of limitations, and being able to take yourself out of that to be able to open your mind, I think really resonates with talent. Absolutely. We can talk about experience and resources and all that all day long, but for it to be able to flow to you, and not necessarily effortlessly, but in a fluid way, I think.
You know, I have to say, Tara, I got to say, you're making me think, the difference. Okay, so the difference maybe is generational, but as far as like my training and in the arts, because I have classical training, you know, I have life study training, and then I danced, and I started in ballet very early on, and continued to into my 30s, you know, in the corps de ballet at some large ballet companies. It's classical, and the idea that the structure gives you the freedom to go outside of the structure, but you have to learn the structure first. And you're sort of making me think along the lines of, it could be a natural kind of ability to already be outside of the box and think outside of the box, if I'm understanding you. Richard's giving us a quick sign. We got to go to quick break. You're a quick break, and then I want to hear what Kitty thinks about this question, and Laura, Susan, and then we want to end about 5 or 10 minutes early with the teen mentorship folks here, because I want to hear from Pam Kaganoff about a new show that's at The Voice, also close by you guys, where your show is going to be. So don't turn that down. Back in a minute. Welcome back. Let's just quickly hear from Laura Susan Thomas, who's a mentor with the Teen Mentorship Program at the Arts Fund. very quickly in like a sentence, Susan, how do you recognize talent?
I think you recognize it two ways, especially in young and emerging artists. There's artists that will come to the mentorship program, or you'll see in my classes, that have like that skill level coming in. It's just really sophisticated or a way of seeing. But there's also a talent, I think, in sort of what Tara was talking about too, this untapped vision. Like someone will come into your class that don't have the skill base yet, but they have this incredible vision or way of looking at the world that they want to express. And so it's almost like a way of storytelling, right? And those are the kids that are going to get those skills through like education or classes or mentorship programs. So I think there's two different kinds of talent when you're young that you can recognize in kids. And also that drive, you'll see that inspiration and that drive. There's a need to create that you'll see in certain students where I think that's why we're all artists still at our stages in our careers, this need to create. So that's like a three-pronged thing, vision, some, you know, natural talent, and also just this driving force to want to create, to be curious, right? Being curious, looking at the world in a different way than other people might. I think those are things I always look for and see in students and try to foster. So I think talent comes in different forms. We tend to think it's someone that comes in with an already beautiful skill set, but it can be in so many different ways, that vision, the curiosity, the storytelling.
Got it. Yeah. Katie, how about you, real fast?
Yeah, Laura, Susan nailed it. The word I was going to use was curiosity. When you see that spark of curiosity that they bring to what they're doing, and for me with acting, it's different than, you know, the visual arts, but it's that moment that no matter what their skill level is, that you see that moment of that spark of that openness, that connection to a truthful moment, then you're like, ah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And may I introduce Pam Kaganoff, who is an artist in our community, and she wants to tell us a little quickly about the voice show going on. Pam, go ahead.
Okay, hi. The show opened last night. It was first Thursday at our Voice Gallery. And it's those of you who haven't been to the Voice Gallery, it's absolutely beautiful. It's at La Cumbre Plaza, and it's beautiful, large, airy, and very inviting to so many different medias. So the show that opened is Santa Barbara with a group called the Santa Barbara Visual Artists. So the group isn't directed at a certain visual art. It really invites diversity. So in other words, it doesn't say this is just a sculptural show or this is for printmakers. This is for every one of those medias. And the group has about 45 members, maybe 25 to 30 active members at a time. And Voice Gallery is so open and giving to the community, as they have been for such a long time. That's Carrie Methner and Mark Whitehurst. And they do their own shows as well. They are their own curators and send out open invitations to artists in the community. And they also invite group shows. And that's what this one is. It's a group showing. There are printmakers in this show, photographers, alternative photographers, painters, and sculptors.
And may I ask Pam, are things for sale?
Yeah.
Things are for sale?
Everything is for sale. Yeah, okay. They are all for sale. And last night there was a reception for buyers before the show opened. There'll be another reception toward the middle of the month as well for buyers, but buyers can come in anytime during gallery hours, which are it's every day, but Monday and Tuesday are the longest days, so they're open from 10 to 5. Otherwise it would be 1 to 5 daily. And it's go ahead. You were going to.
I was going to say, yeah. It's connected with the magazine, is it not?
It is. Yes, yes. They are the publishers, co-publishers of Voice Magazine.
Well, thank you,
and
Pam.
Certainly
thank
been
you.
Around. Yes.
Thank you very much for just coming in and just announcing the show, everybody. And Tara, Kitty, Laura, Susan, John, thank you. And thank the Teen Mentorship Program. And boy, it's been fantastic to hear, especially that comment about talent. Love that. Thank you, guys.